places on this planet that I've always yearned to go see are the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge in northern Utah, the subject of Terry Tempest Williams' exquisite book, Refuge, and the Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge in southwestern New Mexico, from which I've seen thousands of photographs in bird books and magazines, especially of sandhill cranes and snow geese, which both concentrate there in exceptional numbers. This October, I was invited to give a talk for the Environmental Education Association of New Mexico at their annual meeting in Las Cruces, so I planned a little trip with my dog, Photon. One of the Bear River Refuge staff is a friend of mine who used to work in Minnesota, Betsy Beneke, so when she found out I was swinging by, she invited me to speak at the Bear River Refuge while I was in town. We set out on October 20th, taking the northern route along Interstate 94 through North Dakota. We slept in Bismarck the first night and left early enough that we were at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park at dawn. We didn't take time to visit most of the park, but there's a rest stop on the interstate that's within the park, so we got out to take pictures of the beautiful stark badlands and of a sharp-tailed grouse that was sauntering around near the bathrooms trying to figure out just what kind of an animal Photon might have been. Then we drove on to Bozeman, Montana, where we got to visit with my good friend Jeff Pentel. That's where we turned south the next day, driving through Yellowstone National Park and a beautiful patch of Idaho on our way down to the Bear River. The time to visit the Bear River is not late October. Most migratory birds have already headed south, and since this is one refuge that allows hunting along the main visitor's loop, all the ducks and geese are doing their best to stay hidden. Since hunters provide virtually all the funding that founded and maintains the refuge, it's hard to begrudge them the use of the refuge during hunting season. It just made me resolve to go there someday in the spring or early summer when grebes are dancing and the refuge is filled with avocets, stilts, and other splendid shorebirds, all manner of waterfowl, and plenty of songbirds. But even during this quiet period, Western meadowlarks were singing away, apparently noticing that the day length in fall is pretty much what it is in spring, and maybe not so much caring that day by day the day length was getting shorter, not longer. We were at the Bear Refuge through Wednesday morning and then headed south again toward Las Cruces. I decided to get as far as I could and just stop wherever it seemed nice, and that just happened to be in Moab, Utah, where Arches National Park is. So we spent the next morning in that splendid place taking photos of beautiful rock formations and bazillions of white-crowned sparrows and dark-eyed juncos. Then we worked our way down to Las Cruces. I spent that Saturday and part of Sunday morning at the environmental education meeting, but that didn't take wild birds out of the picture. Gambel's quails, with their funny little forward-facing teardrop top knots, were virtually always hanging out in the parking lot at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. And a couple of roadrunners kept walking by, peeking into windows at the conference. One took a sunbath on a picnic table right outside the window, and even through the glass I got some really nice pictures. Then we headed up to the Bosque, where we just spent one afternoon and one morning. That place took my breath away. I believe Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge is one of the very best birding places in the entire world. But we had to get back to other commitments, so we finally got in our car and drove the 1,600 miles back home. We'd covered 4,300 miles in 12 days on our whirlwind but splendid trip. I've already got a lot of photos up on my blog, and will be posting bazillions more and adding to my species galleries at www.lauraerickson.com in the coming weeks. Check it out. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.